Now, the British Premier has hailed his government's efforts to sell fighter jets made by defence company BAE Systems to Saudi Arabia. David Cameron said, quote, "Brilliant things such as Eurofighter Typhoons are available and sold all over the world." He noted that the British government should support such companies to safeguard jobs, skills and investment. Cameron's comments come on the day the European Parliament urged the EU to impose an arms embargo on Saudi Arabia. The European Parliament said Britain, France and other EU governments should no longer sell weapons to a country accused of targeting civilians in Yemen. Meanwhile, Campaign Against Arms Trade welcomed the call, saying the EU has sent a clear, strong and much-needed message to governments that have been, quote, complicit in the destruction of Yemen. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Ontario and talk to Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Corrigan, just how much are British Prime Minister David Cameron's words an indication of both Britain and Saudi Arabia somehow becoming isolated in the eyes of the whole of Europe?
Well, at least it's a big step that the European Union Parliament has condemned Saudi Arabia for its attack on Yemen and have called for a cessation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. However, the coalition that David Cameron is talking about includes Germany and also Italy. So there are three major European countries that are involved with the production of the Eurofighter, the Typhoon, and there is massive amounts of sale. Last year, £3 billion, or around $7 billion, was the amount of arms sold by Britain in 1 year to Saudi Arabia. So that is a huge amount of money is brought into the British economy, employs a lot of jobs, and I also what Cameron does. There's a lot of political donations from systems to the Conservative. So it becomes rather incestuous. Wars are terrible for people. But some people who sell arms make a lot of money out of them, so war is good. The United States is the largest single arms exporter in the world. Britain is certainly up there, but other countries make a lot of money out of arms too. So unfortunately, war is good for their business and bad for everybody else.
Talking about the move by the European Parliament, it is positive in that it highlights the Saudi aggression on Yemen. But the fact is that, is it enough and what should be done to end the Saudi aggression?
Well, the United Nations, the Saudi attacks on Yemen, there's supposed to be a Saudi and UN investigation report on this. There also are some moves in Britain to curtail some activity. There was talk of maybe stopping the arms sales. Jeremy Corbyn, who is head of the British Labour Party, has been very critical of it. So has his shadow secretary of foreign affairs. And Amnesty International has been very, very strong in their condemnation of the British arms sales, saying that this is clearly illegal and a violation of international law. Now, the British are supposedly having soldiers there helping the Saudis to aim and to not attack civilian installations, and also they're supposed to be having a program to train Saudi jailers in Saudi Arabia so that they don't torture people and to follow human rights. But this is really a fig leaf. If the British are training the Saudi Air Force on how not to attack civilian targets, they're doing a horrible job, because the Saudis have bombed mosques, they've bombed hospitals, schools, markets, they've killed, you know, vast majority, maybe 80% of the people being killed are innocent civilians, many of them women and children. But it's a fig leaf. Oh, we're teaching them how to do this. We want to make sure that they don't use these weapons improperly. But of course, anybody who looks on the ground knows that Saudi Arabia is indiscriminately bombing and attacking civilians in Yemen. And it's certainly in the United States, it's illegal for a country to use weapons in a war of aggression and human rights violations. But the Americans say, oh, we look the other way, or that, you know, we will sell them. The Americans sold the Saudis cluster bombs, which are, you know, basically a banned weapon. But the Americans look the other way because money talks, and some people and some politicians will get large donations, and then right. If they retire from politics, end up being on their board of directors and getting nice cushy jobs from these people.
All right, I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Many thanks to Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer from Ontario.